Hey, welcome to Life Success. I'm your host, Laurie, and we're going to talk about conductive behavioral therapy, CBT. So, simply means our thinking processes, how we think, how we actually, the information, acknowledge, how we store it in our heads, and how we evaluate it, and how we base some of our decisions. Behaviors means our action or reaction to something and doing a bit. Our behavior can be conscious or unconscious, and we need to be a bit more aware of these experiences. In CBT, the word behavior comes from a branch of physiological side of it, behaviorism, which is concerned with what we can be observed rather than what can be specifically assumed. It's based on what you have learned and become astonished to how this affects you. Your actions, your feelings, how you unlearn what you have learned in order to change. I learned that from my own experiences because I've come across it like for 20 odd years of my life since I was a little girl, and I suffered from mental health, depression. That's a common thing, I guess, after a tragedy of a suicide. So this type of therapy is a treatment for health issues, especially mental health. CBT is one of the most counseling therapies examined. So how you think, attitude and beliefs and opinions of and behavior are formed. So let's just have a look at emotional responsibilities and principles. People are not disturbed by events, but by their view they hold about them. So this principle is at heart of nearly most emotional behavioral change. And it can be challenging because you may believe that it's what has happened to you that makes you feel how you feel and do what you do in here. I hope that this concept helps you to understand. So, what's stopping you from being empowered by yourself to move forward with your life? This, in turn, may help you in the pursuit of your desired goal to be happy. So, is it the truth that events, situations, or people make us feel what we feel? Well, first of all, let's look at the popular notation of this area. Feelings are caused by events, situations, or other people. Think of the past event that you think made you feel and do something. By this logic, the only way you can change the feelings now is to wish the event had not happened in the first place. Maybe you think there's something, someone else who has made you feel and act in a certain way, in which case only way you can change your feelings now is to get that person from the past to undo what they did or said. And if that person is now these pretty much walked off the grass, how can this be done? It's a good question. But believing that the past or particular situation or person causing our feelings today means that no one would ever be able to move forward or change. But we can. We are stuck without any possibility or hope of ever changing a thing. We would be slaves to the things that had happened to us and the people that we had been involved with. But realistic, it's like being rejected and you felt hurt. And you might feel hurt. However, if you feel the feelings are causing you that situation to be either negative or positive. So realistically, you got to look at the pros and cons of these scenarios. So
For example, a colleague criticizes you and so you start avoiding them. That's not a positive behavior. That's a negative behavior because of that event. Either you confront it with confidence and not let it drag you down, or you confront it with confidence. The problem is that people say he made me do it, or she made me lose my temper. It is that if they have absolutely no control over their behavior, once again, if we do not have a part to play in our behavior, then we would be completely stuck, unable to move forward, learn to do anything useful. But realistically, so what provokes your feelings and behavior? Most of the time, it's a simple question, is that you do what you provoke your feelings and actions by the way you think, attitude, which is formed in a habit you no longer question, and the beliefs you hold. So realistically, you are largely responsible for the way you feel and act and behave. So how we behave, how we control the situation, is how we respond. The way you think about something affects how you feel and how you behave. Here are some kind of example. If you think that your partner had late arrival for dinner and provokes that you are not lovable, then you might feel hurt and sulk. I mean, come on, that's just unrealistic behavior anyways, but you know, we all have these negative behaviors. So CBT considers behavior as significant in maintaining or in changing physiological state. So we've got to deal with our negative thoughts about your situation or yourself or whatever. And avoiding only sabotages what you want to achieve in the situation to be okay and happy. Changing what you do is often a powerful way to helping you change thoughts and emotions and ultimately what you can achieve. Okay, so realistically, you've got to be in the here and now. Don't drag yourself in that shithole, as you could say. So realistically, you've got to support yourself and do the best you can. So in the therapy, you got to realistically be significant and look at the whole concept differently. The treatment can be found on the whole concept differently and through how you can have confidence and confront it with courage. So we all confront truth, common sense. And, you know, each experience, examine our thoughts and behaviors and check in if they are unrealistic or realistic. This means we judge ourselves or we confront it. You know, there is pros and cons of all these things. So we all reflect on our thoughts, how often, how about yourself and your abilities, and see if they are helpful to you. An example you might think, I'm not very good at talking in front of people. How can you make your thoughts more realistic, logical, and helpful? For example, I could improve my facing my fears, and slowly and gradually. So that's just an example of facing it with courage. With my negative experiences, I've confronted it with courage. And you could be like that and change your perspective towards those experiences and change your behavior. I hope this helps you guys to understand how CBT helps you reconstruct your mindset over these things. I will see you in the next episode, and I hope this serves you. See you soon.